the Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
international superstar DJ David Guetta.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Now, just quickly, guys, a very big week in football, especially for those teams who haven't competed for the grand final like West Coast, but it is a good opportunity for teams like Fremantle who are young and hopefully charging up the ladder to bolster their lineups. And it's I love trade week because after every trade, you look at it and go, ah, they've sucked him in or bugger Fremantle. Like last year, for example, I don't want to offend the guy, but pick two for Lachie Weller. That is a ginormous win for Fremantle Football Club.
Yeah. So can you just, for those people who aren't necessarily in the football circuit, like myself, and I try and learn as much as I can, what is trade week and how does it work?
So trade week's open for, I think it's 10 days or roughly 10 days, where you're literally all 18 clubs sitting in a room together.
Yep.
Well, have their own little corporate boxes, I think they, and you walk around and literally shop players around to other football clubs and see what you can. It's like a buy and sell. It's like the markets.
It sounds rough, but in theory, Hyde, say if your team has too many tall players and not enough small players, it's your opportunity to go, all right, well, we'll give you one of our talls if we can have one of your small. So you try to get your balance right for next year.
And do the people have to, you know, say Lachie Neal just got traded. Do they get a choice or?
Well, I was about to go through that. So you've toned me in beautifully. So Lachie Neal, who has won two best and fairest at Fremantle, has chosen to go to Brisbane Lions. So he went to Brisbane Lions and went to Fremantle, and said, I'd really like to join Brisbane. I'm contracted. So Fremantle could have said, no way, you're staying. Bad luck. You've signed a contract, which really bugs me a little bit that people aren't staying true to their contracts.
Did he have to go? 2 years?
He had time remaining, So anyway, he's moved over to Brisbane on a mega deal, won the best and fairest this year. So you'd think a massive loss for Fremantle. And don't get me wrong, you'd much rather Lachie Neal in your lineup than not. He's a very, very good footballer. But congratulations to the Fremantle Football Club because I think they are the big winner of the trade period. Picking up Jesse Hogan, who was known as the Great White Hope for the Melbourne Football Club for a long period of time. He is a superstar.
Now, he's the one that had testicular cancer, didn't he?
He had an issue, and his father passed away
last year.
He's a Perth boy, played at Claremont Football Club. So happy for him to get back and so happy for the Fremantle Football Club. For years and years, they've had Matthew Pavlich, who played for a long period of time. But, I mean, when Pav was winding down, he'd play some very good games of football, but he wasn't Pavlich of being the superstar era of the multiple Australians. So they've picked up Jesse Hogan and Rory Lobb, who's also arguably one of the best contested marks in the league. So Fremantle Football Club, under Peter Bell's guidance, they picked up Peter Bell out of ABC Radio, Breakfast Radio, to take the controls.
He couldn't compete with us in radio, so he went back to football.
I think they do. But anyway, Belly's taken over, and I've had very brief interactions with Peter Bell, but he's a very clever guy, and it's got Fremantle, I think, well and truly on track. So congratulations to Fremantle. And West Coast didn't really do a lot. They had an argument with Geelong Football Club over a guy called Tim Kelly, who played a long period of time in the Waffle. Tim Kelly went to Geelong last year, had a very good season. Geelong wanted two first-round draft picks. West Coast said no. And what happens generally end over the 10 days? They say no for 9 days, 9 days and 23 hours and 50 minutes. Then they go, yep, righto, sold, we'll have him. No one budged. So Tim Kelly stuck in Geelong for another year. They did trade out. Scott Lysett joined Port Adelaide, but they replaced him with Hickey from St Kilda. So like for like there.
It turns out Kelly, because he's a Perth guy, his kids and partner are in Perth and they can't be in Geelong the whole time. So
They've moved to Geelong. They're homesick. Yeah. I think he's got three kids. He's got twins, very young family, and in a really tight Indigenous family. So he needed to come back to Perth. Unfortunately for him, he signed that two-year contract, and he's probably the only one that's been held to his contract. But mega stars have moved around. Dane Beams has gone back to Collingwood. There's Wingard to Hawthorn. It's all happened, but I think West Coast didn't really do a lot. I think their trades, they look at their trades being Brad Shepherd, Andrew Gaff, and Nick Natanui. That's their inclusions. And Fremantle, as I mentioned, they are massive ins.
Don't you reckon that Xavier Ellis just has this different glow and voice about him whenever he's talking football?
Oh, it's trade week. It's exciting.
He's just, it's like
it's an exciting last night, and I agree, Hydes. He's up and about.
Yeah.
But like Zave said, for a lot of the 9.5 days, there's a lot of, oh, no, not sure.
Yeah.
And it's the equivalent I saw yesterday, someone said, of when the lights come on at the nightclub and you know you've got 5 minutes to pick up before you all get kicked out. And suddenly last night, a deal went through about apparently 3 minutes before the cutoff and everyone was throwing it around and it was going crazy. And look at Zave, he's up and about. We're talking AFL.
Yeah, no. Look, I love commercial radio, but I mean, I could do ABC football. Oh.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today. Your match is just around the corner. Blind Date, 7:30 Monday on 10.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's Blind Date.
We love love.
We love love. Oh yeah, we love love. That's right, boys.
Yep, your match is just around the corner. Blind Date, 7:30 Monday on Channel 10.
Yep.
And we are doing our own Blind Date with the Singles of Perth. Mm. And Hyde, as you've been saying, not a lot of people actually meet in person anymore.
No. This is the thing. They're spending too much time online. And so we thought, let's get a couple of couples together, random, they don't know each other, they registered, and they had to jump in the back of the Hit FM Jeeps and go on a blind date. So we had a driver driving them around, they were blindfolded, and you will hear the awkwardness and the fun, and then they had to decide right at the end whether they wanted to date each other or evacuate.
Yep, so they're given the choice, do you want to steal all the money for yourself or do you want to split $1,000 and go on a date with one another? This is Lauren and Jesse. Let's have a listen.
Someone who is intelligent, respectful.
What am I looking for in a perfect girl would be just that spark.
Preferably watches or plays football. That would be great. AFL's amazing. Yeah, just someone who's kind and communicative.
So let's start the blind date. Blindfolds on and jump in the back of the car.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Where are you? Yeah.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
What do you do when you're not working?
Well, I like to play the piano and...
Oh, no way!
Not well. I'm no Mozart or anything, but...
Oh, man, good for you.
Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I play guitar.
Oh, nice.
I just bought a new guitar.
Okay, what did you get?
I got the Misha Mansour Premium Series Juggernaut. Which you probably have no idea what that is.
One title and a half.
Yeah. Which it just means it's a really good guitar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, it's about to get better. I used to play in a band.
Right. Yeah. It is getting better.
You were so boring.
Team, that is our time.
Bye, Lauren.
Bye, Jesse.
I love you.
It was pretty nerve-wracking being blindfolded in a car. It was the first experience for me, but Jesse was a pretty smooth talker, so it definitely made me calm down.
It was great, man. It was great. It was really fun. I think at the beginning she was a little bit nervous, but towards the end I noticed her opened up.
Confident, artistic, and friendly.
It honestly went a lot better than what I was expecting.
Date or evacuate? Remove your blindfold and answer in 3, 2, 1.
Hold on.
No! We haven't had this happen. You're supposed to say what you just said, date or evacuate.
But you said we were going to practice.
We did the practice.
We did.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
We love that. 3, 2, 1.
Date.
There we go.
Yay!
So they stuffed up the removal of the blindfold, but
very funny.
Confirm Jesse and Lauren will be going on a date.
But there's a good chance of that being successful because they've obviously taken the blindfold off.
Yep.
Run the eyes over each other and said, yes, please.
Yeah, so
there was something about them that I actually thought that they two would look really good together. I know, not like just if you were to look at them, they would be a great looking
Would they make
good looking
kids?
Definitely.
I've got a couple of mates that would make good looking kids.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think, and it sounded like there's a few awkward moments in the car.
I think she's a bit shy, the beautiful Lauren.
Good on her.
Jesse, he didn't hold back, did he?
He didn't hold back, and he was very popular in the office, wasn't he?
Was he?
Well, with the girls.
He was having a few backup plans, old mate.
Oh,
Jesse.
Really?
He did have the Fabio long hair.
Yeah, right. was he good looking?
He is a good looking boy, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, why is he single?
Well, you don't have to be.
He's got a date now.
Taken just because you're hot.
Your match is just around the corner. Blind date, 7:30 Monday on 10. And jump onto our Facebook page because you can watch the videos of that now. It is up, so go and check that out. You're with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
We have a segment on our show called Do You Mind If I Ask? You message us in questions and we get certain types of people to come in and they answer these questions. And a lot of the time they're taboo, uncomfortable questions that people probably would never ask to your face.
No, and we aren't brave enough to ask their face either. So it works really well for everyone.
Yep.
This week we've got social influencers, two of them from Perth. One, Jem Wolfie, 1.9 million followers. The other, Kate Wosley, 300,000 followers. We put them in a studio room. They're sat with a bucket in front of them with a handful of questions from you. Like I said, nothing is off limits. It's hugely interesting. They live their entire lives on social media. So here it is, Jem Wolfie and Kate Wosley with Do You Mind If I Ask?
Do you mind if I ask?
Hey guys, my name is Kate Wosley. I'm 24 years old. I'm a full-time model and body image activist slash influencer.
Hi guys, my name's Jem Wolfie. I'm 27. I'm a qualified chef, an Instagrammer and health and fitness guru. And we don't mind if you ask.
How did you get into the Instagram game?
Well, mine's pretty straightforward. So about 4 years ago, I started posting a lot of fitness-related videos on my page just for fun, just as a hobby. And it caused a lot of traction to my page. A lot of people started following me and commenting because I think a lot of people like that sort of motivation and something to see to inspire them to be like, oh, I'm going to try that at the gym next. So that happened, yeah, 2014, my followers started spiking. Wow. So yeah, what about you?
Mine really started, I guess, when I started modelling. That's when I guess, was encouraged to post on Instagram because as a model, that's where a lot of your work comes from. It becomes kind of like your portfolio for brands to look at you. And then I started a collaborative Instagram called Anybody, which was, ended up in the media.
Do you feel you're selling your body?
I think in a sense, yes, as a model. And I think actually, yeah, in a way. Especially promoting what I'm doing, I guess, through body image, it is to do with your body. So, like, yeah, I do think it's...
I agree. I definitely, even more so, feel like I'm selling my body, but in a positive way, not in a negative way. And it's because I put value on my image, and that's therefore people are willing to pay for what they're seeing in the image. So I put value on my content, we both do, and that involves our bodies. So therefore, yes, we are. Yeah, we definitely don't see like we're doing it in any negative light at all. We're very proud to be selling our bodies.
Yeah, girl.
Are you a role model?
I not. Like to think so. Complete
she
opposite.
Is.
I like to think so. It's kind of what I built my brand around, I guess. It's just inspiring women and young girls to love the skin they're in.
I agree with her in that regards, but I don't really like to take on that responsibility of being a role model because I never started my Instagram page hoping that people, like younger women and other people would be looking up to me. Yeah. And maybe with like the business side of things, I hope that people also like see our pages and be like, oh, I know that they're doing this full time and I know that they're, you know, doing well from it. And I would also like to do the same as them. So in that regards, I feel like I'm a role model, but I've never wanted to be a role model.
Yeah. Where's the line between making money and soft porn?
It's a blurred line.
Blurred lines.
I proudly make soft porn. Like,
yes.
But listen.
Own it, girl.
You'll never see nipples. You're not going to see all of me. You're going to see some of me. But
so you're a tease.
Yeah. I'm a full-time
tease.
How much do you charge per post? I don't actually do single one-off posts. I do bundles and I do ambassadorships and sponsorships. So I can't actually give you a correct answer for what do you charge per post.
Well, I'm signed with an agency, so I don't think I'm actually allowed to say how much I earn per post.
Sometimes they're not just paying for one single post, they're paying for what's in the caption, what's in the tag, what's tagged in there. Are you doing a story post? Are you doing a swipe up
stories
post?
As well.
Are you doing it for 12 hours? Are you having it on there for 2 weeks? Like,
or is it a permanent post that's not allowed to get deleted?
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of factors.
There's so many things that it depends on.
We're in the middle of chatting to our social influencers, No Questions Off Limit, Jem Wolfie and Kate Worsley, two Perth social influencers, answering all your questions next. We the best music.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Right now, we're in the middle of this segment called Do You Mind If I Ask? We have two social influencers in a studio with a bucket of questions in front of them. Jem Wolfie, 1.9 million followers on Instagram, and Kate Worsley, 300,000. Absolutely no question is off limits. They're from you, Perth. Let's dive back into it.
Do you mind if I ask?
Hey guys, my name is Kate Worsley. I am 24 years old. I am a full-time model and body image activist slash influencer.
Hi guys, my name's Jem Wolfie. I'm 27. I'm a qualified chef, an Instagrammer and health and fitness guru. And we don't mind if you ask.
Who's the most famous person to DM
you? Oh, I knew this was going to be a question. I have a long list, but I can't. I don't think I should name drop on this.
I'm going to name drop. Khloe Kardashian didn't DM me, but she replied to my comment on her photo the other day, and I was like, you.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, I guess that's also how anybody kind of blew up, is because Khloe Kardashian reposted us, so.
That's right.
Yeah, amazing. I just feel like we're buddies now. What's the worst experience you've had with trolls? I used to read all my comments. I used to, and it used to really affect me, and now it's kind of like water off a duck's back.
Yeah. When I get shared on Worldstar, the comments on those posts are really bad. Like, one comment would have been something along the lines of, who else thinks she's the most disgusting thing you've ever seen? And then it got like that. 600 likes. Oh. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
A lot of people think I'm disgusting. Yeah. But that's okay.
But that's...
I don't think I'm disgusting, and that's all that matters.
Amen. You just can't please everyone. I had one girl DMing me like, you should kill yourself. That made me angry, if I'm honest, because I always think, you know, if you're saying that to me, I'm in a position where I can handle it and I can deal with it. But if you're saying that to someone who can't, or say I had, you know, really bad anxiety that day and that like spirals you downwards or something, like it's just,
It's like
a very special person to message someone something like that.
Do you have a partner? How do they feel about your underwear posts, etc?
Do you have a partner?
Uh-uh.
I do. He doesn't have Instagram. Look, he says it doesn't bother him. He's brought it up a couple of times, maybe if it's like a bikini photo or something. I think he's okay with it, speaking on behalf of him.
I actually haven't been in a relationship since 2014. Mm-hmm. Since I started growing my Instagram, I've been so focused on business. And
go you.
Last date I went on, though, really, really put me off. He kind of, fangirled me a little bit, made me really uncomfortable by like FaceTiming in my house, like to his friend.
Oh, ew.
So he could like prove that he was with me. I just felt so
weird.
I just felt so uncomfortable.
What are your insecurities? That's a toughie. I've still got a lot of insecurities. I definitely still have bad days, maybe sometimes weeks, where I'll just like look in the mirror and be like, ugh, like I have ways that I guess deal with that and can make myself bounce back instead of spiraling down a really, you know, dark place in regards to my body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have insecurities. I have pretty bad anxiety.
Also same here. I have pretty bad anxiety too, which I'm medicated for, which I don't really talk about. Actually, this is the first time I've talked about it.
And it goes down to the, you know, don't always believe what you say on social media, because everyone always posts their best moments. And like, while I try to talk about that a lot, it's also a very raw and kind of scary thing to talk about mental health on the internet for me
it is.
At the moment.
But it needs to be talked about more.
100%. 100%. And I'm glad people are. I just don't really think I'm ready to
express
that about myself.
I haven't really put it out on social media yet, but
it's a bit scary. I guess I'm insecure about that.
Yeah, same.
That is Jem Wolfie and Kate Worsley, two social media influencers from Perth, answering all your questions. The video is on our Facebook page. You can go and check that out. And I dare say, considering all the views and followers they have online, there'll probably be a few people checking them out, especially after hearing some of those answers.
Yes, so jump online. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Right now, let's say hello to this guy.
Here's our next guest.
This is David Guetta.
Billboard Music.
Music Awards, AMAs, Grammys. He's won them all. Please welcome international DJ superstar, David Guetta.
Hello. David Guetta, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are good. Mate, it is so good to have you back on the show. We're big fans. But when we were trying to decide,
thank you.
We were trying to decide what like we kind of wanted to talk to you about this morning, and we were chatting to our team, and one of the boys, we started talking about your song "When Love Takes Over," and he then said, "Oh God, that song reminds me all the time of when my guinea pig died." Do you have like people come up to you and tell you stories all the time, and have you know crazy memories about your songs?
Absolutely. And actually, this is one of the things that makes me the most happy. Really, it's something extraordinary to feel, you know, when someone comes and say, I fell in love on one of your songs.
Yeah.
You know, I got married on one of your songs. This is crazy. This is amazing. And just to feel like people associate moments of happiness of their life with my music, this is such a blessing, you know?
It's very cool.
Now, lots of people, Dave, they know you from a lot of your big collaborations, and I need to ask, are people just emailing you and hitting you up at festivals and other DJs just trying to get involved?
Well, actually, you know, most of the times it's kind of an accident. When it's, you know, with the label that is making a request to the management and the management is talking to the artist, usually it never happens. The mm-hmm. things that happen is when genuinely two artists like each other. Sometimes I even DM someone, and you know, and it works, you know. So I think it has to be a little bit genuine, and the best comes out of this.
Oh, there you go, folks. David Guetta has said, sliding into the DMs on Instagram works.
Listen, DMs, they work like it's unbelievable. And for everything, let me tell you.
Now, Dave, you've, for those people who don't know, you've worked with Rihanna, Sia, Kelly Rowland, Usher, so many big, big names. Who is the big fish? Who's the one you haven't worked with yet?
I'm still waiting on Adele.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the truth.
Yes.
I don't know. She makes me shy. I never even asked, you know, like...
Why don't you ask? Why don't you slip into her DMs?
I know, it would be so magic. You should DM Adele for me.
Well, Dave, have you ever been drunk and tweeting or DMing people after you've had a few and maybe bought something or messaged the wrong person?
I do way worse than that.
What do you do?
Unfortunately, and it's not something that I'm proud of, but, you know, because of so much traveling, it's very hard for me to fall asleep. Sometimes I have to take a pill to fall asleep. At a time that I'm totally not sleepy, you
yes,
know, because
yeah.
it's a change of time.
Yeah.
But what happens, and this I didn't know, when you take a sleeping pill and you don't sleep, then you start to hallucinate. So it happened to me to text people, email, and then I completely forget all of it. Because, and then in the morning, I look at my emails. And it's so embarrassing. I would really, really write love letters to people that don't even know me.
What's one specific example? Like, can you tell us about one person or one thing that you did?
Yeah, I never told that story, right? there was a story. I was in the middle of making a record with, I think it was with Shakira. And she has the same manager than Rihanna, okay? So I know him very, very well.
Yep.
And I was waiting for an answer. So in the morning, I'm like, listen, you really need to call me now. I've been waiting for your call. And he's like, but David, what are you talking about? We spoke for 1 hour last night.
Oh, my God.
And I swear, this is a true story. And I was like, no, you're joking, right? And then I look at my laptop, and I see that I wrote down ideas that we had together. And I couldn't remember any of it. So this is how scary sleeping pills are. And I swear, I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't do none of this. But this is insane. And this is how I knew that, okay, this is not good.
Are you going to remember?
It's crazy, right?
Are you going to remember our interview? Or have you taken a sleeping tablet today?
Well, and I didn't take any sleeping pills.
No, good on, mate. David Guetta's recently released the album called Seven. And we've got the new single with Jason Derulo called Goodbye. So, David, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate
Big
it.
Big fans.
It was my pleasure. Bye.
Thanks, David. Have a great day. See ya. Bye.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.